Third time's the charm.
Okay. What's up, dorks? There we go.
Now we've tried three times to start this, and every time something has gone wrong.
You know it's going to be that kind of day.
Oh, my God.
I feel like that's how we start. It's like every time we start that way, I feel crazy.
If anyone hears any noise in our background, it's because Emma and her friend Abby are here, but they're getting ready for the day and they're not guests, but we had some fun and we'll talk about it.
Oh, they're not guests on the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, let's get into it.
Hey, let's do it. All right, hit me, dog. Let's go.
High and low of the week.
You want to start? You want me to start?
I just asked you if you wanted to start.
Is that what you said? Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's see. Boy.
Talk normal.
I am talking pretty loud.
Okay, good.
You don't think so?
The mic's just close to your face, so I want you to not. Okay.
I think today was, this week.
No sounds.
We had some tough losses with the Nighthawks. And it just kills my...
Soccer team.
Yes, that's a soccer team. It's just like, oh my gosh, I work so hard and we coach up and we're doing good things. And in practice, we do great, great things. And they're improving so, so much. And then the moment that there's pressure in games, I don't know what happens. They panic and it just goes out the window. So we've had a couple losses that are...
They are high school girls.
Yeah. I understand.
This just sounds like normal behavior for anyone who's 15.
My high is the fact that I got accepted for EBT.
Of course it is.
And I'm really stoked about that. And for those who may not know, that's just food stamps. I applied for government funding.
For those who may not know. Leonard, they all know.
They all know.
You've been talking about it for weeks.
Yeah. Well, it happened and we finally got there. And I am relieved. I am relieved. How about you? What's your high and low?
My high was that Emma was here. Yeah. I was really excited to have a friend who knows who I am. Mm-hmm. In the city. And specifically last night we met up with some of my internship friends out in Brooklyn and it was really fun.
She's officially become a part of New York, I feel like, after last night. Like you have friends in New York, like you have friends in Washington DC.
We're making friends. Oh my God.
Yep.
We're making plans. We're having fun. We have like work to talk about, but also like not work to talk about. Yeah. We all have our like own lives, but we're all in this together, so it's like we like are living the same life, but we're not. It's very just coworker friends, and as someone who's never had that
or had
the chance to have that, like I'm really
truly
excited.
Happy for you. You've been worried about that since we got here, so
it's true.
The fact that that's starting to come to reality, the fact that you finally are getting that feeling is
talk normal.
Am I not talking normal? Am I whispering?
No, you just got deep there.
Well, I think I just have a lower voice.
Oh.
I don't know. I feel like that's pretty normal.
My low? I don't know. Now I'm just like paranoid about it.
Okay. Well, those people who have bad speakers, they should just go buy better speakers. Because I'm not going to raise my voice to make it sound a little easier for them.
Evan's going to call you.
Evan's going to call me.
My low? Is that now that real life has started, like really started,
right?
I have all work and no play. So last night was fun, but like
makes Johnny a dull boy.
Even today, I was like, oh God, like I work at 5 and it's almost noon. That means I only have like 4 hours to do all my chores and things. I like feel like an adult and I hate it.
Ugh.
And then suddenly it's Monday. Like what?
Yeah, this weekend did just like skip.
I was telling Leonard this morning, like, I feel like we haven't hung out.
Really haven't.
And I now mean, the week's gonna start. Is this why, like, married couples start hating each other? Because they don't hang out? Like,
I think it's the opposite. I think they hang out all the time. We just don't have enough time to see each other.
Oh. No, I feel I like know. It's that they get so worked and it's like no play.
Maybe. They're also probably exhausted and then they have just fall into routines. Blah, blah, blah. I don't know.
Whatever.
Not gonna be us.
Right. Because we're going to break that cycle.
Because we're special.
Okay. Anyways, moving on. Some updates. I started watching Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
That's from Broadway. Everybody who's not understanding, that is the Book of Mormon. A Salt Lake City. It's very funny. Or not funny, depending on who's listening.
Anyways, they are dramatic and I'm loving it. It's perfect.
Who?
The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Yes.
And we started watching Great British Baking Show, which is back out every Friday.
Love it.
We like the people. They're pretty good. They're good people.
There was one annoying person who's, I mean, he was nice, but his voice was a little tough.
Yeah, but he's gone already.
Perfect. And Sophia is watching it as well. She's so
really
maybe
okay.
Shout
good.
Out to her real quick.
I'll text her.
Yeah.
Other updates. Zave just moved into UCSD.
I saw that.
He is in a suite. He lives with three boys in a room, and then I think there's like one other room attached on the other side to like a common area.
Oh.
And then they have like their own bathroom.
Each of them have their own bathroom?
No, like the six of them share like two.
The six?
Yeah, share like two showers.
He's already in a fraternity. He doesn't even have to apply to one.
No, literally, it's true. I'm scared for whoever walks in there in like 3 months when they're smelly.
Ooh, yeah. God, that's going to be brutal.
Anyways, they all pitched in and bought a TV together. He says all the boys on the floor like hang out in his room. He's already like
he's a popular kid.
He's already doing it.
Oh my
he's already
God.
Doing it.
I need to talk to him.
And I'm so proud of
that's
him.
That's awesome.
He's just sending pictures. He played tennis the other day, like went to the beach.
Oh, he's having the time of his life.
He went out and got sushi. Like he is just and it made me so happy but also so sad because I was like, wow, I missed that.
Yeah, there is that element.
Like, wow.
And then the
and he's just starting. So he has like four oh God.
Yeah, that's crazy. College life.
Wow.
Seems so long ago.
Literally. I also think this girl at work hates me, but I don't think it's true. I think, at Bonnie, not internship. Well, people at internship might hate me too, but I haven't gotten that far. At Bonnie, I think she doesn't like me, but I think it's just that I go into work as a space to like not be a real human. And what I mean by that is like I'm just dancing.
Yeah.
I'm just there. Like, I'm working, but this is not,
you're just
like
a being.
Yeah.
You're a being in life.
And also, like, so what if I'm, like, dancing or, like, being silly or...
I'll kill her.
Or acting the happiest I've been. Like, she doesn't know I just went outside and called my grandma who's dying. No.
Mm.
And now you're going to comment on my dancing? How dare you?
She commented on your dancing?
Yeah, she was like, you're always dancing.
That's all right.
No. It's the way she said it.
Okay.
The way she said it.
Okay.
And it's backed up by the other day she was mean to me, but then she apologized, so it's okay.
Okay.
But yeah. I don't know. I think she's just, I'm just being hazed, to be honest. Speaking of my grandma, it's okay, everyone. She's transitioning. Oh my God. What is up? Transitioning to hospice at home. I don't think people want to hear about that, but what I want to say about it is that I don't know, I feel like while it's still like a going to be an event to me, I don't know, I feel like death is like weirdly desensitized, not only because of like where I'm gonna work, but I don't know, it's just like interesting how my brain is categorizing it, I think. And furthermore, I'm wondering how it'll affect internship, because all I do in internship is go up to people, do music therapy, and then relate them back to people in my life. So I'm like, oh, that person really reminded me of blank. So that's gonna be hard. But It's okay. Just send love to the Torres fam. Those are all my updates.
Do we talk about like our September goals in this, or do we have that like at the end?
Oh, yeah. Do it.
I mean, mine was really simple. Mine was just don't touch your phone the first thing in the morning. Like, wake up, do your little breathing, and then it's most likely going to be water is what I've been touching first. And then I'll look at my phone. But I haven't really been on my phone in bed since for the most of the month, which is nice. But then it just, like, carries on to later in the morning, and then I just sit on the couch, and then I'm on my phone.
Leonard needs, like, a morning routine so he can...
It's killing me.
So he can do real
The thing
things.
Is, I have things to do. I just don't know why I can't do them. I have, like, ADHD? The book. I have the book. I have to voice act. I mean, ADHD? Voiceover. ADHD? Hey, ADHD. Hey, ADHD, man. Whoa, ADHD.
Exactly. Clearly.
What?
Do you remember what you were saying before?
I have ADHD?
No. Anyways, we need to make a routine for Leonard. And I think you're having a little bit of, like, task blockage. Like, you have so many things you need to be doing that you can't really decide which one you should do first.
Correct.
/ more important. So now your brain's like, wait, I can't do any. And then you get overwhelmed, so you distract yourself with your phone.
I hate that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate it.
But it's okay. You'll just...
Get there. I mean, I'm gonna have to do the book by the end of October. I have to finish my taxes by the 15th of October. So
taxes.
I deferred for 2024, so I have to do them in my deferral date.
I'm sure they were worried.
They care. They totally care.
Guys, I looked at YouTube the other day, and we have like 200 views on some of our podcast YouTube videos.
Now, for some of those people on like TikTok or Instagram, 200 views is like nothing, but how are people finding
on
YouTube?
I'm just wondering if you don't know us and you're watching this, like, thanks.
Cool. Like, hi.
But
I guess.
Also, it could just be a bot, and that's okay too.
Yeah, but I feel like I have YouTube posts like of like scores that have like one view or two views.
Huh.
So I don't think there's bots just to watch stuff on, because they're not reels.
Well, I'm not like doing anything to market us at all.
Right.
So. Whatever is happening, thanks. Perfect.
Maybe it's content. Maybe we are just that good.
We're just so relatable.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my wow. God. Sorry. Sorry about that.
Okay. Update. Oh. Yeah, I haven't stuck to my dry September. However.
You did for the first 2 weeks.
Yeah.
The first two
and
weeks.
And also. Felt great, so now I'm really only doing it like on a weekend, like a bath on a Friday with a glass of wine. It just so happens that Evan and Emma came back to back, so that screwed me over a little.
We're pretty exhausted from all the
visiting. I'm
and
Zay
was a week before that. We had 1 week in, but that's why we feel like we haven't hung out. It's because we've had Zay
so many people
1 week, Evan,
Emma.
We got no one else on the calendar right now. As of right now.
Yeah, till the end of October. And then I think Ellery and some people are coming in.
That's cool.
In November.
Okay.
And then your mom. And then my parents for Christmas.
That's right.
Oh, I was thinking of calling if they're open Din Tai Fung for Christmas dinner. Wouldn't that be so good?
Did you just... Wait, what? That didn't make any sense to me.
Okay, I'll get into it later. Go into sports.
Alrighty.
Let's see. You said soccer wasn't
doing soccer,
that well.
We are officially 2-4. We're 0-3. We're 0-3.
That doesn't make sense. Oh, okay. Sorry.
We're 2-4 total. We're 0-3 in division. We are tied for last place in division. We will make the playoffs still. I have full utter confidence that we'll make the playoffs. The thing is, we're playing teams that are playing kickball. It gets down to their sweeper.
What? Oh.
It gets down to their sweeper. Yes, they have a sweeper, for those who know soccer. And then they just boot
the
ball.
What is that?
A sweeper is some defender who's even further beyond the defensive line. So you have like a left back, center back, right back.
No, those mean nothing to me.
Okay, you have a backfield.
Sure.
Back line.
Where's the goal? You?
Yeah.
Okay.
The sweeper is in between the goal and the defenders.
And is a sweeper a good player or a bad player?
I mean, I don't know. It varies. It's a position. It's not a player.
Well, yeah, but like, does that person have to be like good
to like, yeah, get the ball out? Or are they like, they're usually bad. One of the better players, sure. Yeah. Sorry. I don't know how to handle myself right now. Anyways, so everyone's playing kickball. It just gets over our
what
back line.
What does that mean?
Kickball is not possession. So instead of
just
getting
kickball.
The ball and passing it to their people, they literally just boot the ball as far as they can and hope that our defense messes up.
Which they do.
Which they will probably at some point, or our goalie does. So
poor girl, she's new.
No. It's not their fault. It's fine. It's just the people we're playing are not getting better at soccer. And we're coaching our girls.
We should be winning, but it just so happens.
Well, I'm saying I'm teaching them a new method of how to play proper soccer. We're playing football. That's what we're doing. They're playing soccer. Does that make sense? We're playing football. They're playing soccer. We're possessing, we're passing, we're playing. It's just we're not good enough. We're not good enough yet to fully possess. So we'll turn the ball over at a bad spot because we're trying to possess, and then it's a goal. But I'm happy with...
I see.
I'm happy
so they're
with
learning
where we're
correctly.
Exactly. Correct. We're teaching them properly.
It just happens like we're trying to do what we're supposed to, and then
if
they kick
do
the ball
this,
right.
Exactly.
And
if we had time in the off season, that would have been ideal.
Got it.
Okay. That's where we are. So Nighthawks, we're in a rut, but we're gonna break out of it. I can feel it.
Maybe I'm a dove.
Then we moved on to NFL.
Oh my God, guys.
Whoa.
Sorry. Volume alert. I almost beat Leonard last week in fantasy. Let's talk about it. Ready?
Sure.
There was a moment where we were 0.2 points off. 0.2 points off. Everyone applaud. Where's the freaking clap button?
Yeah. Hold on. Say it again.
We were 0.2 points off. Yeah. Yeah. It was major. And then one of his freaking wide receivers of his wide receiver core had to go and get... No more. Had to go and get a bunch of points. But the final was like 144 to like 136 or something.
She did
like
very
it
well.
Was not
We're
bad.
We're very proud of her. My mom was even watching our games because it was a close, high-scoring game. And now she's playing
literally
the worst player in the league.
Oh my God, you're about to get beat. Evan, I don't think this.
He is literally the worst player in the
Evan,
league
I'm
right
sorry.
Now. I'm not saying his team's the worst player in the league, but he can't argue with the fact that right now he is at the bottom.
Oh, you're going to make him cry. He literally left our house depressed last week.
Yeah, he did. It was super funny. I've been there. I've always been there, and I will always be there. NFL was good this week so far. We had Thursday night football with the Miami Dolphins versus the Buffalo Bills.
It was
actually
pissing
a good game.
Off.
It was a good game. The Buffalo Bills were obviously going to win that game at home.
Well, it didn't look like it.
It's a divisional game. Josh Allen was cool as a cucumber. All they had to do was just play good ball. I mean,
and
they
didn't
did.
Need
them. Then they did. They didn't have
a
any
nice
turnovers.
Interception to round it off.
Yeah. So Tua's just not there.
See, but those kind
They're
of
move
those
on
type
that.
Of games like really make me believe this whole thing is rigged.
Yeah.
That's what really gets me.
Yeah.
When the games look like that, I go, so this
I
is a franchise.
I agree. There's times where I feel the same way where
like,
I'm worried that it is rigged. And it could be. Legally, it's allowed to be.
Which, really?
Yeah, it's owned by the same people with WWE.
Oh my
this is the same contract.
God.
So in theory, it could be 100% scripted. Just
I sound like
you,
my father, but like every
script,
time.
How do you script that level of play? Like there's certain calls that can make things go a certain way, but at a certain level.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it can't be.
Act.
It can't
you
be.
You can't act like
but
that.
But when things like that happen, like what do you mean he's going to throw a perfect interception and the defense is going to happen to be there?
No. That makes sense. That part didn't feel like it was scripted.
Yes, it did.
All right. Anyways, we can move on. Buffalo won.
Go
obviously.
Bills.
Now we are ready for, do I do predictions in this segment? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Let's say the Lions will lose to Baltimore, but it's going to be crazy close.
You bet on that. So he's hoping.
Here's a hot take. Here's a hot take. And you heard it here first. LA Rams will beat the Philadelphia Eagles.
Whoa.
It's an extremely hot take. Here's one more. Are you ready? Here's one more. The New York Giants will beat Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs this week.
I hope so.
Two massive upset picks. You've heard it here first, and this is why we're going to get our views right here. That's why.
Well, we post this after the fact.
Well, yeah. But then people are going to start betting on the stuff that I over upset.
Oh, it's yeah. It's a turn to sports Anyways, cast. Great.
Yep. So that's how
Just
I feel.
Just what I want.
Yeah. Now we're good. I feel good about sports.
Yeah.
Did we talk about Evan and I spike ball?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Then we're good.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks.
Sup, dorks. We just want to say a big thank you to Auntie this week. She sent us a beautiful fall wreath, as well as this gorgeous glass pumpkin, which apparently Leonard has been wanting for a while. So shout out to her for knowing that. And also my mom sent me a care package. I got some candy and some leaves. We were supposed to put them up for this episode, but we forgot. So next one. Next one will be fall. And yeah, we just really appreciate everyone's donations to our life over here. If you want to send us any more decorations or themed items, go ahead. Text me for my address. Okay, thanks. Bye. Okay, internship. I finally have things to share. Well, not finally. I did last week, but did I tell the pen story? I can't remember. I didn't listen to last week.
The pen story.
Yeah, like, did I talk about our goodie bag and... Mm-mm. Okay.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Okay, perfect. Well, last week was my first real week of going like site to site and into like patient rooms and like observing and the whole nines. So, the first thing, what?
I'm trying to decide if that's the right expression.
Evan's it's probably
in my
not.
Head. Yeah, Evan's in my head now because I would have said something very similar, but I'm thinking that probably doesn't.
Well, you're
make
not
sense.
Evan, so act like Leonard and just be like, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
Perfect. Yeah. No hate
nines.
To Evan,
yeah,
but
you're in the nines.
But you just accept all my sayings, so just
I believe
just
them.
Just sit right there on that acceptance.
I'm just kidding.
basically, the first thing that happened was, well, the first thing I noticed was that we have no space, like. We do have music therapy offices on like a couple floors, and at the Union Square one, we have like a whole intern office, but I'm never there. I'm never at Union Square. So it's like, I don't know where to put all my stuff, because at the campus I'm normally at, both we have an office on 9 and an office on 10, and both those offices are supervisors or staff of the program, like it's their personal office, but it's also the music therapy room. So as an intern, you have to like unlock it, go in, they're working, put your stuff down, and then like go about your day. But it's like, what the heck? I've also had to start carrying a backpack because it's treacherous the amount of things I have to take with me.
Brutal.
So much so that I get home and I'm like, oh my god, my back. Like it feels like I'm back at UHS, which is triggering.
What's UHS?
My high school.
Oh.
But I love the interns. They're so good. I'm with Peyton in the NICU. I'm with Elena in the NICU sometimes, and then also in the MICU, medical ICU. And
does Peyton listen to the pod?
I don't think any of them do.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
I wasn't gonna name drop, but I'm just gonna not. I'm just gonna, yeah. I'm with Valentina. In
love
the MICU
name.
As well.
Really like that name a lot.
She's a really great person.
That's a great
she
name.
She keeps me... She is the sweetest person alive, actually. And not in a way where, like... You know how sometimes people are really sweet and you're like, what's going on here?
Why are you so sweet to me right now? Yeah, sure.
No, in like a genuine, she's a great human way.
Like she just hands you a pink cookie out of the blue.
Yeah, or like she's just always like there to hype you up. She's always...
That's nice. Like to me... If there was like a stranger that handed me a pink cookie.
Why does it have to be pink?
It's a pink cookie. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
The pink frosted sugar cookie?
Oh.
The pink. It's called a pink cookie.
No, it's not.
What's it called?
I don't know.
It's called a pink cookie.
You have such weird.
Back me up here,
okay,
people.
No, because your family's all going to be like, Yes, but your family has very specific names for sweets also food you eat.
I'm pretty sure it's called a pink cookie, though.
No, it's literally just a sugar cookie, like...
with the pink frosting on it.
It's not always pink.
Yes, it is. I've only had the... it's pink. Like pink soap. It's called pink soap. It has that flavor. You know what I'm talking about? The smell, the scent. Pink soap.
I have actually no idea what you're saying to me right now.
Anyways, I love a good pink cookie. It's like it's like all about warmth. But like pink cookies symbolize warmth. If you're giving me a pink cookie, you have my heart.
One of Leonard's love languages is receiving gifts, if that wasn't
apparent. Is not.
Yes, it is.
No, it is not.
Yes, it is.
You
specifically in the form of food.
I think that's, yes, gifts is a stretch. I don't want items. I want desserts.
No, but gifts don't have to be items.
All right, well, part of it is receiving desserts, so yeah. Yeah. But if you didn't give it to
that's
me,
a gift.
I guess, but if you didn't give it to me, I would never be upset. Like, I would why haven't I gotten any desserts?
Well, it's more about the fact that, like, you like the food part because it took effort, and I also thought of you when I was making it. So it's then true. It's like a gift.
I mean, yeah, if you're making a cake.
Did we tell them about that? Yeah, we did.
Yeah, I ate it all. I've also lately been mining for the good parts of the ice cream.
Oh my God, we have four tubs of ice
cream. Tubs of ice cream in our freezer right now. And two of them are all mined through. The cookie dough one, you should go see it, dude.
You ate all the cookie dough?
It's all gone.
Okay, don't touch my mint chip then.
Well, you can't mine for mint chip. There's nothing other than mint chip. I mean,
literally, we got this like moose track type beat with... what are those, like caramel, like kind of Rolo
Reese
type
cup,
things?
Reese, they're not caramel. It's more like peanut butter. It's like Reese cup, peanut butter cups.
Reese's.
Reese's cups, Reese's cups.
Eat them up, eat them up.
Peanut butter, chocolate, flavor.
Anyways, first of all, when we left the freezer open, it like half melted. And then he like just digging for all the cups. And once all the cups were gone, he was like, I don't like this anymore. And I was like, well.
It's just not good ice cream, but the cups tasted good. So I literally was mining. It was fun. I enjoyed myself.
Oh my God. Why were we talking about that? Okay. Anyways, internship is going really great. The highlights of this week are that I got to see my supervisor perform a session with a girl not much younger, older than me. And she was in the hospital for like chronic back pain and stuff. And it was just a really great, like, if you think about, well, you guys don't know, but to me, a textbook music therapy session is like what he performed.
Classic.
And it was like full range of emotions, like building the rapport. She like teared up at one point, like emoting and like requesting services again. Like the whole everything that could go right and should did.
Mm. The perfect quarterback ranking.
Exactly.
Okay.
And it was perfect. Like, me and two other interns walked out of the room, and I was like, wow, I love my job. I wish I could do it.
You do it.
But I can't do it like that. And we were all laughing. And I even told him, I was like, I wish I could do it. And he laughed when I said that. And he was like, well, that's why you're here. And I was like, so true.
It's true.
So just in true.
A short 9 months, you will be able to do everything.
Well, that's not true.
You will that's be Jesus true. Christ.
I won't be able to work in a hospital without a master's and another large license. The other thing is that in the NICU...
In New York.
Yeah. In the NICU, it's been really interesting because... No, Leonard. No. Sorry. He's pushing the couch. Okay. In the NICU, I've gotten to see a lot of different things, like assessing, some feeding support. And I want to shout out Erica, my past supervisor, who interned here / told me about the internship, but also was my supervisor in the NICU, because she taught me basically everything she knew from her training here and also internship. Mm. Like, so I feel so totally prepared in that setting. It's actually crazy. Like, the things besides assessment, we didn't really do that. That's another thing I'm realizing. At home, assessment was talked about but not really shown or like step by step laid out, and here they all have very specific ways they assess in like each setting, and we like are learning them, and we have to be tested on them before we go do it, which is really interesting to me. Anyways, my favorite thing happened in the NICU ever, which is a family session, and this mom and dad of this baby boy had him really, really early, like really unexpected. And
how early is early? Like 7 months? I want to know just for my own.
He's about the size of my notebook.
Holy wow.
Maybe a little bigger.
Like that's the palm of my hand.
Yeah.
Like the width of my
finger. Mom was holding him maybe about the size of my mic.
Oh my God.
He's tiny.
Like a baby monkey.
Right. I don't know how many weeks. I don't know if I can share that legally, but
wow.
He is old enough to be, he's not on CPAP or anything. He's just
tiny.
He's just tiny. He just needs more support. And he can't eat a bottle yet. He's working on his like suck, swallow, breathe regulation. He has a G2.
So do they shove tubes down babies' throats?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Every single one in there.
And like they're just okay with that? Like the babies? Well,
no, but yeah. That's how they eat.
Oh. That's disgusting.
They don't know how to eat yet. That's weird. We also saw this other session sidetracked.
Do you think a baby would just die if there was like you had all the food it could possibly want to eat? Like the proper food.
Yes.
It would just die if that's it. It wouldn't do it.
Leonard, you have to feed kids until they can feed themselves.
Yeah, but there's like a DNA instinct to survive, even at a baby level, no?
Well, I'm sure, but that's like a
like you abusive. Put a bottle of milk. I know, I'm not going to say you're doing it, but let's say you put a bottle of milk in a baby infant's hand and then you leave for like a day.
Well, it depends on what. Okay, first of all, they need more than one bottle a day. So we're already killing the kid. Secondly, it depends on how old the infant is. If they can hold their bottle by themselves,
they can drink.
They can drink it because they're old enough to do that.
Okay, so out of the womb, though, they're not close to strong enough.
They can't even hold their head up.
Okay, all right, well then.
The bottles they're feeding them are this big and this thick around. Like the cover to your mic is an infant preemie bottle.
Yeah, all right. Sorry, we can continue.
With like,
I just was
with
very
like
curious.
Bottle with like nipple and everything.
Harry?
They only eat like 20-30 ounces every 3 hours.
I don't know how many that is. Is it a lot?
It's tiny. It's a little... No. Ounces? 16 ounces is like a soda.
16 ounces is a soda. And they do 60, you said?
No. Wait. Grams. Wait, what's smaller than an ounce? I don't know. It's
like,
it's
I'm thinking
tiny.
Of an 8 ounce
tiny.
Hot chocolate is a
it's
lot
tiny.
Of liquid.
It's tiny. It's tiny.
Okay.
I'm trying to say it's tiny.
I don't
tiny.
Think it's ounces then. It's
anyways, one of the babies I saw or like observed.
Grams weight in mass.
We were doing an assessment and this baby was on bubble CPAP, which means they have an oxygen a CPAP machine, oxygen mm-hmm. machine. They need help with their respiratory abilities, but on babies, like we have ears we can put oxygen on, right? So like normally when you have oxygen it like rests on your ears and you're hooked up, like whatever.
Yeah,
you with me?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay, but babies' noses are so tiny and their ears won't hold anything and they move so much, so they have to have like special headbands that are like Velcro on the outside, and then like they Velcro like the bubble CPAP to them, and they hate it because it's like on their forehead and it's Anyways, we were like, Tammy was like playing, one of my supervisors was like playing some music, doing an assessment, and the baby was like, the baby next to this baby was screaming, crying, and this baby was turning away from it, so fed up, she pulled out her bubble CPAP and like pulled it down all the way to her neck, strong ass little arms, pulled it off, and then Tammy was like, oh, not again. We were like, does this happen a lot? She's like, classic. All the time. It's like, oh, perfect. It was funny. Anyways, the original story of this was the family session, and this preemie, this mom and dad came in, and they had met Tammy, and then this was like a scheduled family session, and they already knew we were coming in as interns, so it was like already approved, and it was really great. And Tammy had this song that was really special to them during, like, while she was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And both parents are musicians, so it was like, boom, perfect,
right.
Amazing.
Right on the money.
They love it. We come in, they're getting baby ready to like go on mom for some skin to skin. We're like setting up everything. How's it going? Perfect. I know I'm desensitized when stuff like this happens because we're in the NICU. So moms are everywhere. We're breastfeeding everywhere. Boobs are everywhere, to be so honest. Like normally they're like covered and they have like curtains and right. they can be private, right. but we're literally in their space.
Right.
You know, I look over at mom, totally topless, just waiting for baby. Like,
no way.
I had That's so crazy. Much respect for her in front of all these strangers. She's like, and I was like, you know what? My mom would do the same.
Yeah, she probably would.
She would do the same. She'd be like, probably. Yeah, come on in. Boobs. Like,
wow.
Anyways, it was a touching session because Tammy started singing and then like they took over and they had like wonderful voices. And the minute baby heard like mom and dad singing, his little eyebrows were like raised and he like turned to mom and he started like cooing along with them. Like making noises, mm-hmm. singing, so to speak. And then they like loved it so much. Dad was like, can I use your guitar? And then he started just playing guitar and they were just like singing.
So now they're going to start doing it on their own.
And Peyton and I were crying.
That's lovely.
We left and Peyton was like, did you cry? And I was like, yes.
Not even a question.
Yes. Yes, of course I did. Anyways, I'm having a great time. It's a lot of work, but it's amazing. Leonard looks bored, so we're going to move on.
No, I'm just happy. I'm also extremely uncomfortable because if I lean back.
Lean sideways.
Maybe we should start facing each other.
Is that better?
You know what we could do? We could also put my phone right there, and then we could actually just start cutting. But that's a lot of editing. It
takes a lot of work.
Yeah. We could get a board. Maybe if on anyone, an Amazon wish list, we could get a board where I could just go camera A, camera B, camera A. So every time you talk, I'll just go camera A, and then it's already pre-cut. We'll have like, you know, I did this at the Podhead Studios.
Yeah, I have no idea what you're That's saying. Right.
This is like actually what I did for work in LA.
Well, if someone wants to be our editor, hit me up.
Sure. Yeah.
We
call him a producer.
Yeah. We get in while get in before we're famous.
Yeah, it's sounding like we're taking off.
Get in on the ground on level. YouTube.
Whoa. How many followers on Instagram do we have?
I don't know, like 100.
All right. What's the ratio?
I only follow us.
Oh, that's kind of cool. I like that.
Yeah.
That's kind of fun. Okay.
Okay, we're on to snips and snaps.
Snips and snaps. Let's go. Snips I love that snacks. You've given into it.
Oh my God.
I think everyone's going to start calling it snips and snaps now too.
Everyone. Yeah, all the people that talk to us about this.
200.
No, our listens have been up too.
I haven't even looked at the stats.
Our stats are up, dog. Really? Yeah. Watch this be like low now that I'm like talking about it.
Shoot.
I take it back. Sips and snacks. Leonard's been eating at school and I've been eating at Bonnie. So we haven't been cooking at all.
Not very exciting topics.
No. Except Bonnie has the best chicken sandwich ever. I've gotten it 4 days in a row now.
Really good.
4 days in a row. Yep. And every time the kitchen goes again, I'm like, yeah.
Yep. You found what you like.
They're really nice.
I appreciate that.
I also went to Thai Diner with Emma and Abby, which is like this Thai place kind of near Nolita, kind of. Anyways, it was like a little pricier than places we've been eating, but just because we've been eating over here and like it's really, really reasonable over here and that it was normal for the city, like even cheap for the city.
Right.
And the food was so good. And normally Thai places give you a boatload of food, like so much food, but the portion was perfect. Like I felt perfectly full.
Good.
Lovely. Then we saw this little like street fair happening and we got the fruit that's like covered in the crystallized sugar. It has a name. It was like really popular in 2020. People were like making it, but you like dip grapes on skewers into like sugar or like strawberries. Oh my God. I had to figure out how to do that because
we saw it on the British baking show a little bit ago. Last time we watched it, I remember them doing that. It's a crystallized.
Well, I need to figure out how to do that. It's probably just like almost making caramel, but not. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but why is it so clear and transparent?
I don't know. Anyways, I also met up with one of my friends, Bella, one of her friends who lives in the city. We met near Bryant Park and we went to a kosher pizza place.
Hmm.
All the Jewish men were in there. What are their religious hats called? Do you know?
Yarmulkes.
Yeah, so many.
Wait.
Are they?
No, yeah, this is the dreidel. Yarmulke. Yeah, it's a yarmulke, right?
This is the dreidel.
Oh, boy. I don't know.
Well, I
candelabra.
Think, no. I think you're right. Anyways, pizza was really good. Like, really good. And they had so much food there. And they also had a deal where you get 2 cheese slices and a soda for $6.
Yeah,
right. What?
It was pretty sweet.
Perfect. Loved it.
L'chaim.
And then last night, my friends and I went to Booby Trap.
In the bush.
No, we didn't end up going to the bush.
Oh, okay.
But we went all night skate, cute little bar. Booby Trap, also a cute little bar.
Booby Trap.
Boob themed.
And like we went boobs to on the wall or something?
Like drawings, some naked ladies. You know, just gay in general.
Just gay. Just gay stuff.
No, it was just like girly pop gay. Like it was very.
Sounds fun.
Very boob gay.
I don't think I would be welcome.
There were a lot of boys.
Was there?
Yeah. And not all gay.
Were they gay? Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I know.
It's probably because the girls just feel safe there. So then maybe it's time to just go for some guys because they're.
Or it's just like the bar near them.
Yeah, maybe.
Boobies.
Cool.
Reasonably priced. We got this like
Don't look at me. I wasn't there.
It was a really cool named drink for Jungle Juice. We had Jungle Juice, basically. It tasted like I was back in a frat basement. Just perfect.
Powerade.
Literally perfect. It was just juice. Yeah. Juice and vodka. Perfect.
Well, while you were doing that, I was having my daily rum and coke and
not potato. Daily. Your family's going to kill cheese. You.
Yeah, it's not daily. I'm sorry. But I haven't been snipping and snapping.
No, but maybe we will this week. Who knows?
I think we probably should. Now that I have EBT, I'll feel much more comfortable going out. Ad break.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Artsy-wise, Leonard got into the orchestra.
Ah! Yes.
But he doesn't need to go until, like, dress rehearsal.
Yes, what I don't butt? Have to go for 2 months from now. Three months from now.
I'm jealous.
And for only 2 days. So I don't know if that really excites this one all that much.
No, I think I'm just going to make him come with me the first day anyways.
Yeah, I'll probably go with you the first day anyways.
Yeah, he probably will come with me the first day anyways.
Honestly, I think I'll probably just go with you.
Yeah,
the first
you think
day
you're
going
to just come with me? That's great, because I really wanted you to come with me first
when?
Day.
On the first day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just anyways. Anyways.
On the first day?
The thing that's hard is that Elena invited me to book club, but it's on the same day as the first orchestra rehearsal.
So. Yeah, you can't miss the first one.
So I have to figure out how to say no to something she's invited me to again. I feel like I've been like, let's hang out. I want to meet. Let's do it. And then every time she's like, how about this? I'm like, no.
You're busy.
Yeah.
Like, we're busy.
I'm right. I just was thinking I'm back to, like, sophomore year UOP where...
They're just going.
I'm nonstop, yeah. And I can't do it anymore. I'm so tired.
Like, I don't even...
I need to get some healthy source of caffeine in me because I'm about to go back to Red Bull and it's about to be bad. Like, yeah. I can't do it. However, Andy sent me money to go to the Frick Collection. So I think this next Friday.
What's that?
It's this old man. I was telling you, this old man, a long, long time ago, not really, like, probably just 100 years, had a big old house in the city.
Oh, that's right.
And it's staged the same way. And she wrote me a letter. She was like, here's some cash. Go see this. Tell me all about it. So we're going to. Because tickets are sold out a month in advance.
Well
not sold out, but like the free
tickets. People send us stuff and we do what they want.
Exactly. So thank you,
Andy.
Money
is power.
We'll be talking about that.
Yep.
I'm going to get us ballet tickets. They go on sale for free on Tuesdays at noon.
For free?
Well, no. Sorry. I lied. $30. But free.
Under 30. Yeah.
Free.
30 under 30.
That's free. That's free because they're doing the first act of Swan Lake and it's $30.
That sounds
Hello?
Great. I don't think I've ever time seen ballet in real life.
Oh my God.
Ever.
Yeah, so we have to go because not only am I missing dance, it's also Leonard needs to see what I was doing. I was not at that level, let's be clear.
That's crazy.
I'm just making myself laugh. Anyways, I think we need to...
What? Artsy, I, singing, music, related...
Go.
...am hosting my first ever bar karaoke tonight.
Karaoke.
Karaoke. Sorry, Mom.
Exactly.
Sorry, Mom.
How dare you?
I am a tweeny bit nervous because...
A tweeny?
I don't know songs, and I don't know...
Don't mean to make you a list?
No. Because people are going to come up to me and say, play Rebel Schlabbersleeve by Flooby Flume.
Remember I told you you're going to bring your notepad and they're going
to
write it down.
Yeah, but then I'm also going to have to say, Flarum and Flam is singing Flubin Flume. I'm going to probably pronounce it wrong. I don't know. I'm not really nervous because it's not that big of a deal.
You don't have to be nervous about your dyslexia. It's going to be fine.
Yeah. But I plan on opening with either Frank Sinatra or George Ezra.
Going back his classics.
Forth. Yeah. So I only know like a tiny bit.
I want to sing Umbrella.
What's that one?
When the sun shines, shine forever.
Oh. We have it here together. All right. So anyways, that's artsy for me. I have not really been very good as a New Yorker these past few days.
What do you mean?
I haven't really been going out. I just kind of... I have been dealing with subway problems because they closed down...
Sorry.
They closed down Queensboro to Lexington. So that's the path from our N train into downtown.
Ella.
A.
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 Under my umbrella.
Ella.
Ella.
A.
Oh my gosh. Do you think you could make it go so it goes from like left speaker to right speaker in there when they're listening to this? So it's like Ella. Ella.
Depends on how much effort you want me to put in. I can absolutely do it.
That would be so fun.
I could do it.
My favorite things about music are when there's reverb to 11 and when the reverb goes from my left ear to my right ear.
We'll do it
back.
Right now. Are you ready?
Yeah, ready.
Okay.
Wait, I'm scared.
Is it just every other word? Or are we just going like, okay, go. Say something. Do something.
Umbrella.
Ella.
Ella.
A.
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 A. Was that good?
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure I can do that. It's just going to be a little annoying, but we'll get it done.
Okay. I'm going crazy, so that must mean we're near the end of this.
Yep, and I got to get watching football, so we got Huss.
It's true. Also, Leonard has to pee, and he hasn't yet.
It's so true.
The last things are that my culture shocks, or do you have any culture shocks lately?
Just the sub thing is like...
Oh, yeah, that was crazy.
If you, I mean, you rely on one thing, and you have a pattern, you finally find it, but then all of a sudden they're like, oh, this whole weekend we're doing maintenance, so you have to take 5,000 trains to get where you want
to
go.
And going to work, someone pulled the emergency brake on a train ahead of me. Thank God I left an hour before I needed to.
It's so crazy.
Hello. I wasn't going to, but I was like, no, I'll just go in early today. Thank God, because I had to walk to take another train to walk more, and I got there with only 10 minutes to spare.
So the culture part. What? The culture part that I was going to say with that is... It's actually pretty universally known in so far that I've noticed that if you're on the subway and you text and be like, hey, I'm going to be late by like 20 something minutes because of blank.
It's no biggie.
It's like, oh, okay. Well, you can't really do anything about that. Like, you're not going to Uber.
Right.
You could maybe get a city bike, but if you're stuck in a tunnel, you like
can't. It's the only valid excuse to being late. Anyway,
it like you want to get mad at someone for being late, but then they're like, well, there was a shooting on Lexington and 59th. So
damn,
like, what do you want me to do? So that's the culture part that I realized this week. Is
my
like,
favorite part is when my parents send me like, be careful, someone just got stabbed. And I'm like, guys, thanks. Like,
I don't know what you want.
I can't help it. Yeah. I still got to go to work.
Like, hey, do you have a knife, mister? Do you have a knife? Don't stab me.
My poor dad. He was like, do you have pepper spray? Do you need more? Yeah. And I was like, I don't have anything. I'm just walking.
You're strong.
I'm sorry, Mom.
Female.
I'm sorry. Anyways. Also, there's things in New York, these bugs called lantern flies. You should look them up. I think they look kind of ugly. But
they're colorful.
They're taking over our wood. They're eating our wood.
Correct.
They're laying babies and eating our wood.
Yeah.
And we're supposed to kill them.
Evan did not like that.
Evan, I scarred Evan when I stepped on one.
At least these people know who Evan is now.
It's true.
Evan got some great feedback from a couple random people. So good job, Evan.
It's true.
You were liked, although people.
And a lot of my friends can't tell you apart from Leonard.
They said that they couldn't tell when they were listening.
They just listened, not watched. And then we listened a little bit and we were like,
we sound very similar.
Other than that, my last culture thing is that working in the food industry has made me gain respect and lose respect for every restaurant I enter. Because now that I didn't really know how they worked. I had an idea based on like friends that had worked. But now that I like know what's going on, I have no patience for people who are who are the worst when they enter a restaurant. That or yeah, no, that's kind of it. Like if you walk in and then walk right past me to go sit down, like what are you like I'm at the door.
Right.
I'm standing there.
Right.
Sometimes I have to be like, hello, hi, can I help you? They're like, oh yeah, we're just gonna go sit. And I was like, okay, well we actually have reservations so I can sit you here. Or like a table's open. They're like, can we sit there? And I'm like, no. No. They're like, why? Because I said so. Point blank period. Thank you. Anyways, I'm loving my job. Even though I have to go later today and stand there and do nothing. I'm so bored. Tell me what I should do at my job. Maybe I'll start journaling.
Yeah.
I wrote this there yesterday.
That's good. Okay, see? We gotta go, dude. Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, okay.
We gotta go.
Thanks, everyone. Love you. I'm Solo.
I'm Lee.
And we're in NYC.